This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that the district attorney in New York City has convened a grand jury that could decide whether or not to indict former President Donald Trump, other executives at his company, or the business itself, if prosecutors present the panel with criminal charges. This is according to two people familiar with that development. The Post cited those two anonymous sources for the information. It said the grand jury is likely to hear several matters, not just the Trump case, during the 6 months of its existence. The paper said the sources spoke anonymously because the cases are ongoing. The investigation of Trump businesses in New York State has been going on for more than 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he will ask Congress for $75 million in assistance for Palestinians in Gaza following the recent ceasefire that brought an end to the 11 days of conflict between Israel and the militant group Hamas. Blinken made the announcement Tuesday after talks in Ramallah with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. The top U.S. diplomat said the U.S. would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem, provide $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance, and more than $32 million for a United Nations emergency humanitarian relief campaign. The top U.S. diplomat also pledged to help expand economic opportunities for Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. He said the United States will work to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from reconstruction efforts. Blinken also reiterated Tuesday that the Biden administration's belief is that a two-state solution is the only way to truly assure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and also to give the Palestinians the state they're entitled to.